Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this evening's teleseminar called How to Write Your Way to Success. My name is Damien Sen, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the call this evening. In a very short moment from now, we'll be joined by our very special guest, Julia McCutcheon. But before I introduce Julia, I just wanted to give you a little bit of a rundown how this call will work this evening. Now, we'll be on the call for around about an hour, and over the course of the hour, I'll be interviewing Julia on the process of writing. And over the course of the hour, I will be incorporating various questions of my own on the topic, but I'll also be asking questions from people who have signed up for the call. So if you did submit a question when you signed up for the call, please do listen out for it during the call. Now, I may not actually ask your question specifically, but as the questions that came in did fit into a variety of different themes, you may actually find your question asked through someone else's question. Now, I've known Julia for a few years now, and I guess like we first met each other through an organisation called Alternatives, and over the years we've both had the opportunity to go to each other's workshops. And like Julie's attended some of my internet marketing workshops, and I've had the great opportunity to go along on some of her writing workshops, and I found them thoroughly enjoyable and also very, very useful for the work that I do. Now, Julia has quite a phenomenal background, actually. She's got a unique skill set, and she is a former director of a publishing house, and in her time in publishing, like, included a number of number one UK bestsellers and also international bestsellers. She's now moved from the publishing side of the fence and jumped across into the other camp with the writers, and is now a writer herself and also supports other writers through her coaching practice. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the call our very special guest, Julia McCutcheon. How are you going there, Julia?
Thank you, Damien. It's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Welcome. Now, I'm just going to actually start off with the theme of this evening's call, Julia, and I'm just going to ask you, is it really possible to write your way to success?
Well, I think that is a question that I would have to say yes to, although the proviso is on what your criteria for success really come down to. Different people have a different understanding of what success means to them. Now, if you mean success in terms of being published by one of the large publishing corporations, having a bestseller, and going around the world doing a tour and author presentations and so on, then the reality is that that level of success is not for everybody, it has to be said. On the other end of the scale, you could see the creative satisfaction being at the highest priority for some people of actually writing, whether it be writing a book or writing articles for print or online, any form of writing really. There is immense creative satisfaction that can come from writing. And that for many people is success also. And of course there are many different points in between those two ends of the spectrum. So yes, I do believe it is a way that you can write your way to success. Writing can be personally an incredibly powerful journey. It can be healing and therapeutic when you're considering journaling and that type of writing. And at a more professional level, it is not only for people who want to write books because they've always wanted to write and be successful at writing, but as part of any business portfolio, having writing in a published book or with other writing that you do, it is possible to achieve real success in terms of communicating your message effectively and passionately and sharing your expertise with your audience. So yes, you can write your way to success, and there are different definitions of what success means for different people.
Okay, great. That's a great answer. Now, I'm just going to sort of go back in time a little bit, Julian. I'm just going to, I guess I'm kind of curious about what actually motivated you to originally move into the world of publishing.
Well, interestingly, I was drawn to the world of publishing almost exclusively as a result of being very interested in the content of the books that were being published by the very first publisher that I worked for. So my interest was in personal development subjects, spirituality, and the very first publisher that I worked for published books on those subjects. So although I was intrigued by publishing as an industry and also very interested in the whole business of communication generally, it was my passion for the content that really drew me to publishing in the first place. And one of the first lessons that I had to learn when I joined the world of publishing was how to balance the integrity of the content, which is the message that authors want to share in their books, with the commercial considerations of the marketplace. And that was an early lesson for me, which was quite a shock to the system, because that's quite a delicate balancing point to strike, having that message communicated in a way that writers really want to share with their expertise or stories that they want to tell, whilst also taking into account the commercial considerations of the marketplace. So that lesson was one that I took on board at an early stage, and I mention it because it's one that writers have to learn too. If you want to write a book for publication and be successful through not just traditional publishing, but even if you choose to self-publish or the other options that are available these days, it's always a question of balancing the information that you want to share and the information that the market and your audience wants to hear. And so that balance is a difficult one to strike, but it can be achieved, and that's where real success comes from. So that's what drew me into publishing in the first place, and I just absolutely fell in love with the whole process. And really that came from the, I think, quite unique combination of the creativity and intuition that's involved in the whole publishing process, alongside the more left brain facts and figures and information that's required to be successful with publishing any book. So I really enjoyed that combination of right brain, left brain. And again, that's something else that writers need to take into account when they're thinking about writing books for publication. So that early start then led me into working at a very early stage with authors on a one-to-one basis, which I've continued to do over the years and obviously still do today. And as I took on more and more responsibility over the years, I ended up as managing director and publisher of that first company that I worked for. And there I was responsible for all aspects of the publishing process, and that gave me an enormous perspective on the whole business of publishing. And again, perspective is something that writers need to have if they want to be successful as published authors. And it's very easy to get too close to our own work when we're writing. We get very passionately involved, whether this is through a book or any other type of writing that you do. It's very easy to get very close to it, and it's much more difficult to take a step back and be objective about it and have a real perspective on it. And there are various tools and tips that I can offer people to help you achieve that, but certainly to get a perspective on your writing is very important. And for me, having that role of managing director as well as publisher gave me an incredible perspective. And then my life changed in a very dramatic way. And the short version of the story is that I was at a Penguin sales conference in Cyprus, actually, and it was the opening session of a very big sales conference in an auditorium with hundreds and hundreds of people there. And there was a stage spotlight at the side of the room near where I was sitting, and one of the technicians pulled a wire, and it knocked that stage spotlight off its stand, and it fell, and it hit me on the crown of the head.
Oh,
and completely, literally took me out. And I really was...
This is right in the middle of the conference.
Right in the middle of the conference, at the very, very beginning, in front of hundreds of people. It was quite an extraordinary and very unexpected experience, obviously. Actually, I was off work for over a year in recovery as a result of that accident, and it certainly changed the course of my life. By the time I was ready to go back to work, sadly, the company that I'd spent 13 years building up was on a fatal slide into receivership. We were all made redundant, and there was a whole sequence of quite dramatic and traumatic events, all in a very short space of time. However, for anyone who's ever had period of their lives where things like that have happened, I'm sure that many will realise that it is also a great opportunity, although it's very difficult at the time. It's a great opportunity to reassess your priorities in life, and I had many realisations as a result of that experience, and the gift that it gave me was it was the opportunity for me to really reconnect with the truth of who I am and my creativity. And that was a real springboard for me to change direction. I decided I didn't want to continue publishing books myself anymore. And what I really wanted to do is find a new way to apply that publishing knowledge and experience. And because I've always loved working with writers, I realized that that publisher's perspective could really offer a real bridge for writers between the writing process, the creative writing process, and taking their work out to the marketplace. And that's really where my work has built up over the last few years, where I offer now mentoring and coaching and masterclasses for people who want to write a book for publication under the name of The Writer's Journey from Inspiration to Publication, which is the title of my book. So I've certainly been on my own journey from publisher to coach and consultant and author along the way. So I really understand all of those different perspectives, which is perhaps one of the reasons that I am able to help writers so much, because I have all of those different angles to draw on.
It is certainly a very unique set of skills that you do possess, and certainly for writers just to have those, I guess, work with someone who's got that multifaceted approach and also that multifaceted awareness of how the business runs really is a phenomenal resource. Just very interesting, just with the events that transpired into leading you into the work that you do today. It's quite often, in this arena, that I meet people that have literally had really transformative experiences and not necessarily experiences that are comfortable to go through at the time of that experience. But it does actually propel people to really look very closely at what it is that they're here to do and what it is that they love. And I certainly resonated with your story there, Julia. Now, I was just wondering, Julia, if you could share a bit more about your own writing process. Was it a natural transition, given the fact that you did have such a background working with writers? Was it very easy for you to put pen to paper and pull together your first book?
Well, yes and no is the answer to that. The writing that I'd done in my position as a publisher, and I'd always worked as an editor, so I'd got experience from the editing side. The writing experience I had when I was working in-house was mainly exclusive to back cover copy that goes on books and advance information sheets and marketing materials relating to books, rather than originating content myself, if I could put it like that. So when I decided that I wanted to write my own book, it actually felt like more of a challenge than I expected it to. So although I'd had a lot of experience of working with writers, I'd been on the editor and the publisher's side of the desk rather than the writer's side of the desk. And facilitating the process for somebody else is, although it does give you a good training and experience of how the creative process works, there's nothing quite like putting yourself in the hot seat of the writing journey and experiencing it for yourself. And I decided that I would publish my book through my own company. I'd been in the driving seat for too long to imagine somebody else taking on those decisions of the vision and how it would look and all of those details. And so I decided that I would put the book together and publish it through my own company, and I set my schedule for doing that. And it was interesting because I found that the weeks leading up to this process of getting started seemed to be full of all very, very important other things for me to be doing. And I was organizing my business in certain ways, and I was looking at a whole range of other things. And I just kind of happened to notice that the weeks were going by and I wasn't getting started writing. And then one morning, and I remember it distinctly, it was a Saturday morning, and I happened to be walking across my hall, and there's a mirror on the wall in the hall, and I happened to catch sight of my reflection in the mirror, and that morning I'd put on a T-shirt which had the words on it, "Just do it." And when I saw that reflected in the mirror, I suddenly realized that actually I was in resistance to getting started writing my book. And that awareness triggered action for me because my motivation to write the book was really strong. So that got me started. And it wasn't until a little bit later that I realized that that resistance to getting started had actually come from there was an anxiety in me that I wasn't even consciously aware of at the time, but there was an anxiety about making the switch from publisher to author. And it wasn't until afterwards that I realized that that was at play. And so your resistance can take an incredibly unusual shape and form, and it can catch you out. And if you're not careful, it can really stop you from moving forwards. And even though I was aware of the fact that writers have trouble getting started with their own books, I didn't even realize it was working in my case too. So once I became aware of it, I was able to overcome it, and the motivation was really strong to get the book written. So now I'm very aware of that with the people that I work with, and able to help people as a result. And once I got started, which is often the way with people, once you get started, you actually get into the creative process, and then there's a momentum which takes over. And getting started is one of the very first challenges. So it was immensely satisfying to get started and to get the book written and published, and I'm very fortunate to have had some great success and wonderful feedback on it. And then the second phase of my own writing journey really started a couple of years ago when I launched my new web, well, not now anymore new, but it was then a new website, and I had all my website copy to write and started writing e-zine articles and a whole other range of written material, which I'd not done so much before. And that was a whole nother level of my writing journey, which again felt very new for me. And so I applied the knowledge and experience that I had and made up a process that worked for me, which was breaking the task down into very manageable chunks. I remember the very first article and newsletter I wrote. I can't remember exactly how long it took, but it took me a very long time and lots of different drafts. And I went over it and over it, and it felt like a struggle. I mean, probably 3 to 4 days over a period of time actually spread out. But the truth is, like, if you break it down into manageable chunks and maybe start out by writing 5 key points of what you want to say and then leave it and walk away and come back to it and then maybe write a first draft and then leave it and walk away and come back to it again, gradually you build up your ability to, A, do your writing in the first place, and, B, feel more confident about it. And the truth is that the more you do it, the easier it gets. And every time you blast through your resistance and do your writing anyway, you shrink the power of that resistance to have any hold over you. So these days, and certainly over the last couple of years increasingly, I have just fallen even more deeply in love with the whole writing process because I do it more often. My kind of writing muscles and ability are stronger and stronger all the time. And therefore, it becomes more enjoyable and more rewarding and more satisfying. And actually, I also know that the effectiveness of the communication is increased and enhanced as well because of the feedback that I get. So yeah. It's all a journey, really.
Some great tips in there. I was just going to say, like, you did well to get your first newsletter out in 3 days. I think mine took me about 3 months of trials and tribulations and resistance and rewrites and rewrites. But, I think 3 days is a good effort for the first one.
Well, three days was just to get the actual article done. Then there was all the other bits that go with it too. but yes, it certainly took a lot longer then than it does now. And it's just a phase that we all have to go through. If we want to include writing in our business, and for most business people, it's quite hard to avoid it entirely. So if you want to include writing in our business, let alone writing a book for publication, it's something we just have to get on and do, and we will find our way forward.
Yeah, and I really love the metaphor of building the muscle as well for writing, or indeed any area of success that you want to achieve in life. I think it's just getting in there and just really using that muscle and training it and developing it. And I really like the distinction you made there as well, that it actually becomes more enjoyable the more you actually cultivate those skills. So that was a really nice bit of advice for people who are out there thinking about whether to really immerse themselves.
Yes, it really is worth it. It makes so much difference. I know from my own experience, and I know from, literally hundreds of authors that I've worked with over the years, that the more you write, the easier it gets and the more fun you can have with it, and the more effective it will be in terms of communicating your message and your expertise. So it really is something that the more you do it, the easier and the better it gets, definitely.
Excellent. Now, Julie, we had a phenomenal array of questions actually came in through the site from all over the world. And there's probably 8 or so key themes that actually did emerge in the questions. So I'm just going to work through some of the questions now. And like one area was certainly a very popular question, and that was all around the whole notion of getting started. Yeah. And I'm just going to kick you off with a question from Helen. And Helen's in the United Kingdom. And Helen asks, I want to write a book, but have been on no writing courses and have read no books on how to do this. How should I start? With a plan, like planning a school essay, or should I just start writing and put structure and organisation in later?
Okay, well, that's a great question, Helen, and there's so much that can be said on getting started. So let's hone in quickly on exactly what Helen's asking. And the truth is that there are different approaches, and different approaches work better for different people. Now, it also depends on the type of book that you're writing. For some people, they are more left brain oriented, and they prefer and feel safer and more comfortable to start off with a structure and a plan and working to that plan. Other people work in a much more fluid, creative, spontaneous, intuitive, right brain way. And for those people, it's probably better to start by just writing and allow the writing to flow, and then you can add some structure later. And the truth is, I would say that there are no hard and fast rules about this. However, it can work both ways. If you're writing fiction, and some people may be thinking about writing fiction, some people actually need to write out the whole of the first draft of their story, actually to find out what the details of the story actually are. Because often people have an inkling of what their story is going to be, and they may have key points about the story, but as anyone who's written fiction will know, once you start writing your story out and you develop your characters take on a bit of a life of their own, and sometimes they make suggestions through the writing of new directions for your story that you would not have come up with if you'd planned the whole thing in great detail to start off with. And I think that's one of the joys of writing, that actually it can take you into new directions and you can discover new things as you're actually writing. So certainly, some people need to write out their story before they actually know what the ending is going to be or what their characters want to do. Other people may already have their plot worked out, and then you can work with a narrative arc, which is essentially starting off with planning the beginning, the middle, and the end. And even if you start with a plan, which is absolutely fine as well, I would certainly encourage you to allow space and room for new ideas and new directions to come in as you write. Now, with nonfiction, it's often good to start with a plan, actually, because if you're writing nonfiction, it probably means that you have a degree of expertise on your subject, you have knowledge and information that you want to share, and you probably know what are the key points that you want to communicate to your readers through your writing. And again, this can be applied equally to writing a book as it can to writing an article for your e-zine or marketing copy for a new product or service that you're actually going to be launching. Certainly in book terms, non-fiction-wise, one suggestion is to start off with a working title And that is a very good way of focusing the mind. It doesn't have to be the final title, but if you start with a working title, it's a good way to help you get started. Then, to bring some structure to helping you with a plan, you can put down 5 key themes or 5 important points that you know that you absolutely have to communicate to your reader about your subject, that if you say nothing else at all, it has to be those 5 things. And then you can come up with 3 to 5 subsections of additional information that you would add to each of those main 5 points. And that's a really good way for structuring your ideas and getting started. On the other hand, you can also, with nonfiction, just start writing and allow the structure to emerge. For example, I have a client who is working with me on the year-long program, the Living Your Writer's Journey program that I run. And she's been writing now for about a couple of months. She's writing nonfiction. She has a fairly clear idea of where her book's heading and the most important information she wants to include, but she just wasn't clear about the structure. And so in the coaching process, it came out that the best way for her was actually just to start writing. And it's only literally in the last couple of weeks that the structure has emerged out of the writing that she has done. And if she had done it 2 months ago, before she'd started writing, she would have had a different structure to work to. And because it's emerged out of the writing, it actually feels absolutely solid for her and totally, totally right. And she could never have come up with that structure prior to starting. So in truth, there's no one answer for every single person. I think there are ways that you can explore both options, see what works for you, think about who you are as a person and how you normally like to work best, what you think might work for your book, and try it. And then there's nothing better than actually getting started and trying out a technique and then seeing how you get on. And you will know in your heart of hearts if it's flowing and working or if it's not flowing and not working. And if that's the case, then you can change direction and take a different tack and perhaps try the opposite approach.
Excellent. That's great advice. That's one thing, like I always get very wary of cookie-cutter approaches that don't actually take into consideration the nature of the individual. And yeah. I think that's just really good advice for people to really understand themselves, understand their natural way of working and work with that rather than just having an approach that is literally a cookie cutter or one shape fits all.
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel very passionate about people's own individual truth and creativity being brought to the writing process. And yeah. I think that's a really great place to start, actually. And, you know, just one other quick point about getting started. One of the areas that I work with my clients on is what I call the foundation of 4, which is a great way to get started with your writing. And the foundation of 4, the 4 points are, first of all, to be clear about your motivation, objectives, and your outcome so that you know why you're writing, what you're writing, and what you want to achieve with that writing. The second cornerstone in the foundation of 4 is to nurture your creative spirit, which I again feel very strongly about. I think anyone who is putting work out into the world in terms of writing that you want to share with others needs to make sure that their own creative well is constantly being recharged and inspired, and there's lots of different ways that you can do that. Thirdly, to develop and deepen your writing skills, which, as we touched upon earlier, writing often and regularly and as much as you can to really build up those writing muscles is a very crucial and obvious point, really, but it is fundamental to understand that as part of your foundation of 4, developing those writing skills and writing regularly and often is absolutely paramount. And the fourth cornerstone of the foundation of 4 is to discover your true writer's voice. And again, this is a very important point for anyone who wants to be successful in terms of writing a book for publication. And there's a lot that's said about your true writer's voice, and I'm very passionate about this topic and could probably spend the rest of the interview just on this one subject. But just very briefly, the writer's voice, often people talk about the writer's voice about being your individual writing style, which combines the use of language and punctuation and so on. People say it's also your unique blend of description. Another definition that's given that I like, actually, is the specific fingerprint that a writer has. And I think that's good because it shows the uniqueness of your writer's voice.
Mm.
And in fact, those definitions, good though they are, for me, they don't go quite far enough, because what really brings power and effectiveness to the written word and you discovering your own writer's voice is actually when the real you, the authentic you, shows up on the page. And so for me, the definition of your true writer's voice is the combination of the real you showing up on the page and your writing skills combined. So it's your authentic self. And this topic of authenticity, again, is very important, but your authentic self combined with the skills that you have in terms of crafting the language on the page, those two combined lead into you eventually developing your own writer's voice that readers will recognize and certainly publishers and agents will pick up on too, because it is authentic and unique to you.
That's great, Julie. I just wanted to actually go a little bit deeper here, because that was, again, another popular topic with people that wrote in. And there was a question from Mary in the United Kingdom, and again, look, her question was around allowing the real me to show up on the page. But like, her core concern was, how do you actually push through the fear of really opening yourself and making yourself visible to the world through your writing? And do you have any tips for moving through that fear that people experience when they do that?
Absolutely, and I totally understand that. It is a very people feel very vulnerable when they are really showing up on the page in terms of their own truth and their own authenticity. And just briefly on the point of authenticity, we talk a lot about what it means to be authentic, or we talk a lot about authentic and authenticity, but in terms of what it really means, it's the real you behind all of the roles that you play. And authenticity really happens when the inner you, the real you, is connected to the outer you, which is almost like your interface with the world and the audience and your readers. So it's when all aspects of yourself are in alignment, so your body, your mind, and your emotions, and I would say in alignment with your soul, that's when you have true authenticity. And the words that people use as synonyms for authenticity are credible and genuine and original and true and authoritative. And of course, these are all great qualities to have in any powerful communication. So it's the way you say and the way you communicate what you say that gives it authenticity. It's when the real you, the inner you, shows through. And when you're being authentic, and everybody's had this experience, you feel truly alive, you feel empowered, but you're also very grounded and balanced, and that's a really important point too. That sense of passion and aliveness and empowerment is also very grounded and balanced. And so this combination of the real you showing through the lens of your skills as a writer, bringing it back to Mary's question, is how this authenticity can actually start to show up on the page. And just a final point about authenticity is that it does have real charisma. And the reason that we are drawn to authenticity is that our own authentic truth is actually triggered by the resonance we feel when we come into contact with authenticity in other people. And so in terms of your writing and allowing the real you to show up on the page, first of all, I would say to understand that this authentic voice that I'm just talking about here is in fact what your readers want to read. They want to hear your authentic voice. They want to connect with the real you combined with your writing skills, communicating the information you have to communicate. So the way to get around the fear about this is first of all to understand the importance of it and the fact that that's actually what people, one of the main things that people either consciously or unconsciously are looking for, then to be very sure that you are totally passionate about your subject and also passionate about sharing information with people in a way that's really going to inspire and inform them. And the other way of overcoming the fear about the real you showing up on the page is to understand that it really is going to make all the difference to the power of the effectiveness of your communication. And for me, the writer's journey starts deep within ourselves and works its way out towards the world. So the first place that you look is in towards the real you, and allow that fear to be there. It's okay that it's there, but don't allow it to hold you back, and allow your passion for communicating and showing up for your readers to melt away and to dissolve the fear, so that you experience that fear but carry on and do your writing anyway. So that's what I would say with regard to that. So just to really allow that fear to dissolve from understanding the importance of the real you coming through.
That's really powerful. One thing I like about fear is the fact that it's, as an emotion, it's the very close cousin of excitement.
Yeah.
And often just stepping into fear dissolves that emotion and then actually turns it into this exhilaration. Yeah. But I really enjoyed what you said there, Julia.
Yes, and also it's I've heard it say that our greatest potential lies in the places where we feel the most fear, and that courage is a decision that's made in the face of fear, not in the absence of it. And in terms of qualities of being successful as a writer, courage and commitment and passion are all qualities that are important where writing is concerned. And so absolutely, it's a question of just acknowledging the fear. I mean, it's not a question of resisting the fear. We acknowledge that it's there, but we also don't allow it to hold us back.
Excellent. Now, the next big area of questioning, Julia, was around the whole aspect of publishing, which you are an expert in. And there's a lot of variety of different questions, but I guess the real theme came out in a question from Mina from South Africa. And Mina asks, how do you publish a book even if you don't know anything about publishing?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking that question, Mina. Again, there's a lot that I could say about this. So let me try and summarise for you that, first of all, there's a lot of information available these days on the publishing process. It's not like a few years ago where it was really difficult to find out about. Apart from books that are available, there's information on the internet, a huge amount of free information that's available on the internet. There are coaches like myself who are offering information and guidance. And so there's a lot of information available today. And so I would certainly recommend that you do spend a little bit of time educating yourself, at least to some degree, so that you have a basic understanding of how publishing works. It's not totally essential, one could say, but I would strongly advise it, because the more you understand, the more information that you have, the more likely your chances of success are going to be, and also the more confident you will feel, because you'll have a little bit of an understanding of how things go. And also you're going to enjoy the process a lot more, and that's another of my real core principles. I think it's really important for people to enjoy the journey as well, and having information so that it's not completely brand new to you from books and the internet and coaches and so on, I think is a really good place to start. Now, taking that information forward and working with a professional coach of some kind to have guidance and support also does make all of the difference in terms of getting a book published. It saves time, avoids so many of the common mistakes that people make. So that's something also to consider in terms of your education process, of actually working with somebody who really knows what they're talking about, and do make sure that it's someone who really does know what they're talking about, because there are some people who think they do, but actually they don't have as much information as they perhaps think they or say they do. So really make sure that they, if you consult somebody for advice, that they really do understand publishing from the inside out and are not just coming from it just one or two steps forwards on the journey than you are. So start off with free information. I mean, I, like many other people, have a free report on my website called Top 10 Tips for Your Writing Success, which you can access. And it's a great place to start. It will give you a foundation of understanding of how the publishing business works. You can participate in teleseminars and workshops. And then, as I say, working with someone who really knows the territory can provide you with a map of the territory and a step-by-step process. And many of the people that I work with actually say to me, I didn't even know that there was a step-by-step process to follow. And, of course, there is. You just need to be guided to take those steps.
Yeah.
And in terms, sorry.
I was just going to say, like, with the increasing complexity in the world, it's just having like an ally and someone who's actually living and breathing that the world that you're immersing yourself into all day long is incredibly valuable to help you navigate the terrain. So, like, I certainly endorse that.
I think in anything that you do, really, there's always a way that you can find your own way forwards on your own. And for many people, they prefer to do that, and that's absolutely fine. I happen to just know from experience, in my own experience and working with my clients, not just in writing and publishing, but in all sorts of areas. And you know, Damien, I know from the work that you do, that actually that there's a whole different perspective that you have on the process when you're working with someone who really has knowledge and experience to help you. And you just are going a much more direct route forwards when you have that guidance than when you're trying to find your way on your own. And again, coming back to the point of enjoying the journey and feeling more confident of having that guidance and support, it's just a whole nother ball game, really.
Yeah.
But in terms of just general tips in terms of how to be successful with regard to publishing a book, I talk about five key tips for success. And those five tips are, first of all, to be very clear about your message and the way that you communicate your message to your audience. And when you are in the stage of approaching agents and publishers with your work, you also need to be very clear about your message. Again, there's lots that could be said about this, but the reason is that the clarity has to come from you in the first place in order to reach through to your reader so that there's real clarity from the starting point, because there's actually quite a long line of people and intermediaries between you and your reader. So you need to be very, very clear so that you don't end up with a Chinese whispers type situation where what you think is clear perhaps ends up being something else entirely by the time it gets diluted through all the different people that the message has to travel down before it actually reaches your reader. So that's important too. And from the point of view of approaching agents and publishers, you need to be very clear about what your books, what the contents of your book are, because agents and publishers don't have much time and they have an even shorter attention span. So when they ask you the question or when you have the opportunity to present a written presentation of your work in the book proposal document, which I'll mention in a second, what they want is a very quick-fire snapshot view of what your book is about. They don't have half an hour to work it all out or to listen to long explanations. So what I advise people to do is to come up with what I call a compelling key sentence, which actually summarizes the most important thing about your book. So it would be the essence of the message, or the information that you want to convey, the highlights, the features, what makes it different, all of that information. Ideally, you should summarize in what I call a compelling key sentence. And then when an agent or a publisher asks you what's your book about, you have a ready answer, and they get a quick, professional, confident explanation in a short space of time of what the book's about. Then they can go on to ask you more if they're interested. It's much better for them to ask you for more information than for them to switch off halfway through before you've got to the main point about your book. So being clear about your message, and again, to broaden that out beyond book publishing, it's true for any type of writing. You have to be crystal clear in terms of what you're actually trying to say. People across the board have a very short attention span these days, and the clarity of your message is absolutely fundamental in terms of the effectiveness of your communication. So that's the first tip for publishing success, is to be clear about the message. The second tip is all to do with researching the market and knowing your target reader or your target audience. Again, this probably sounds like a fairly obvious point to most people. However, it's very important to realize that you don't have to become an expert on the market, but if you increase your awareness sufficiently so that you know what the market wants to hear, what your reader is interested in, and the shape and form in which the reader is interested to hear the message that you want to communicate, when you combine what you want to say and what the market wants to hear, that's when you have publishing success. And in terms of putting material in front of agents and publishers, showing awareness of the market, the category or genre that your book will potentially come under, who your target audience is going to be, these are all really important points from the publisher or agent's point of view, and you showing awareness presents you as a credible professional author or potential author to be taken seriously, and again, that's going to increase your chances of success. The third point, or the third tip for success, is to build up your profile and to build a solid platform from which to market and promote your book. Again, this is a huge subject, but the point here really is to understand that it's part of your responsibility as a writer or as an author, an aspiring author, to support your book yourself in terms of marketing and promoting it to your audience and having a conversation with your audience to show the publisher that you are prepared and willing to be actively engaged in making people aware of your book and your work and yourself generally, alongside anything else that they may be able to do from the publisher's perspective. So building up a platform, whether that be doing talks and workshops and seminars, teleseminars, interviews, writing articles for print or online, having a blog, being part of social media, all of those things are involved in building a platform. And the more actively engaged in those activities you are, the more attractive you will become to an agent and publisher, because they see potential for reaching your audience with your book. The fourth tip for success is all about writing a first-class book proposal. And again, this subject is so important that I run whole workshops on this subject. And it's an area that I work a lot with people on, because the book proposal really is the most important tool for attracting attention from an agent or a publisher, and it's your opportunity to present the best information about yourself and the book and its market potential. And so writing a really good book proposal is very fundamental to anybody who wants to write a book for publication. And if you work hard on this, and there's, again, a lot of information available on how to write a good book proposal through my own work and other people also supply information on this. I also offer what I call a book proposal review package, which is a coaching opportunity for me to review a proposal before it's sent out to anybody, so that it's really up to the highest possible standard before anybody reads it. The standards are very high in publishing these days, so you do need to bear that in mind. So do take the time to write a really good book proposal. And many authors say that it's actually more challenging to write the book proposal than it is sometimes to write the book. But the book proposal should be your doorway in, hopefully, to the agent's and publisher's office. So that's the importance that it actually carries. And then the fifth tip for success is perfecting your pitch, which is how you actually approach agents and publishers. And being professional and confident about it, doing your research properly, making sure you're approaching the right people in the right way, good covering letter, good book proposal, good sample chapters, those are the right ways to perfect your pitch to agents and publishers. And if you concentrate on those five areas that are within your control, all of the other areas that are involved in publishing decisions, which are out of your control, you can just let go of those. And if you concentrate on these areas and you do all of those to the best of your ability, then you know and you have your peace of mind that you've given your book the best possible chances of success. And beyond that, you can't really go.
Excellent. And just to recap those 5 points, because they were very powerful. Number one, be clear about your message. Number two, research your market.
Yes.
Number three, build your platform and also your profile.
Yes.
Tip number four was create a first-class book proposal.
Yes.
And tip number five was perfect your pitch.
Yes.
All really, really powerful stuff. Now, Julia, we've got time for one more question. And I'm going to ask a question on motivation. Just going to use a question from Andrew in the United Kingdom. And Andrew asks, how do I maintain the daily discipline of writing?
A great question, Andrew, and thank you for asking that. Well, the first point that I would say there is you have to first of all realise that writing a book for publication is quite different just to writing for fun. If you're writing for fun, you can afford to turn up and write or not turn up and write and enjoy it when it's there, and when it's not there, it doesn't matter. But if you want to write a book for publication, the very first step actually is to begin to take it seriously and to take yourself seriously in terms of getting the book done. Make a clear decision, make a commitment to writing a book if that's what you want to do. Take it seriously. And then that leads into raising the bar on the discipline of turning up to write. And I mentioned earlier how important it is to develop a regular writing practice, and that the more you write, the more enjoyable and effective it comes. But of course, it's a challenge to turn up to write on a regular basis. And ideally, you do want to be writing every day, and there is a fair degree of discipline involved in writing a book. In fact, one of my clients who had her book published a couple of years ago, I remember she mentioned a tip for new writers once she'd had her book published was that she said writing a book was 20% inspiration and 80% discipline. That was her take on writing a book for publication. And there's a lovely quote that you may have actually come across. Somerset Maugham was once asked whether he wrote only when he felt inspired or did he write to a schedule. And his answer to that was, I only write when I feel inspired. Fortunately, I'm inspired every single morning at 9 o'clock. What I like about that is that it shows the combination of inspiration and discipline that is required to turning up to write a book for publication. So how do you do that? First of all, be really clear about why you're writing and what you want to achieve. I think if you're clear about your motivation, that can spur you on when you're feeling on a day that you're not in the mood for writing. Remember why you're doing it in the first place and what you want to achieve, the outcome, what the end result will be. What difference will it make to your life to have this book written? And if you can re-inspire yourself by checking back into that that feeling of excitement and enthusiasm, that can help you to turn up on a regular basis. And also you can experiment and explore your own writer's rhythm. And the truth is that some people do write in a very structured way every single day. And certainly if you're a professional writer, that's the way to get your writing done. But a lot of the people that I work with are not professional writers, and they're writing alongside a lot of other commitments. So how do people find the time and the discipline to write? And the truth is, people find that in different ways. So you have to experiment and explore your own writer's rhythm. Some people find that a more spontaneous approach is a better way for them. Instead of saying every single day at 9 o'clock, it's a question of, okay, I'm going to write a minimum of 4 to 5 times a week, but within those parameters, I'm going to allow myself to maybe have a day off here and write in the morning one day or in the evening another day, and that you give yourself some flexibility. And that's a really good way to think about it, that you have flexibility for developing your own rhythm, your own writing rhythm. And once you get into a rhythm, and if you think of it as a rhythm, rather than, the word discipline has quite negative connotations for some people as well, but if you think of it as a rhythm and you develop a good rhythm for your writing, whether that's morning or evening or five times a week or seven times a week, whatever it is, find your own writer's rhythm. That will really help you. And the third tip really is to think about either working with a professional coach, because obviously that makes a huge difference when you're working to a deadline and you know that your coach is expecting some writing in from you by a certain day. That's a great motivating factor for getting your writing done. And people make a huge amount of progress when I'm working with them on their mentor program, because it actually gets the writing done. But it doesn't have to be a coach. You could also work with a writing partner or a writing buddy and support yeah. each other. And having that combination of sharing both the discipline and the enjoyment of writing with somebody else is another great way of keeping that momentum going. And keeping the momentum going is very important, because the writing journey can be quite a long one. So have some fun with it. Explore your own space and rhythm. Remember your motivation and what you're aiming for. And try working with somebody else, either a professional or a writing partner, or both, and see if that helps.
Some excellent pointers there, Julia. Now, we're coming to the end of our call, and literally, look, it feels like we're just scraping the surface. It is such a broad topic area, and really any one of those themes we could have dug in really deep, and there were certainly a lot of areas that we could have covered, but we just didn't get the opportunity to in just a short hour of conversation. So I have no doubt, Julia, that there are people on this call who are really committed to their writer's journey, and they're looking for ways that they can cultivate the ability to just get out there and become published, and also to really increase the level of enjoyment that they get out of their writing. I was just wondering if you could actually share with people how they could work with you in the future to help them achieve their goals.
Sure, absolutely. Well, there are two or three options that I'd like to present. First of all, I mentioned that I have a free special report that's available on my website, and I would encourage you to make the most of free information that I offer and that other people offer too. And that special report is called Top 10 Tips for Your Writing Success. So have a look at that and see if that helps you to get a foundation. And then taking it forwards, two ways really. One is I run teleseminars, and so you can work with me in a group situation, or I offer individual coaching and some coaching programs and packages to work with me individually. Now, in terms of teleseminars, I do have a brand new teleseminar coming up actually on Thursday the 10th of July, and it's at 8 p.m. for 1 hour, and it's called How to Get Started Writing Your Book for Publication. And this really has come about by popular demand. I have so many people who want to know the information on getting started that I've decided to run a teleseminar on this subject. So it's How to Get Started Writing Your Book for Publication. We're going to cover the map of the territory and the step-by-step process that I've mentioned. I'm going to talk through the why, what, where, when, and how of getting started. We'll look at the different stages of the creative cycle and how it relates to the writing process. And we'll go into more detail on those five key tips of success that I mentioned earlier. So if anyone who really does want to take action on perhaps using part of their summer break this summer to do some writing, Thursday the 10th of July, and you can find out information about that on my website under events and classes, and the events listing will take you there. If you're interested in working with me individually, the coaching programs and packages that I offer, first of all, I have what I call a breakthrough coaching session, which is a one-off 90-minute in-depth coaching session where we can go straight to the heart of whatever point you want to discuss, whether it be at the beginning of your journey, just clarifying your ideas if you haven't even started writing yet, or on your book proposal, or whatever it is. It's just an intense one-off 90-minute breakthrough session. For anybody who wants to work with me on an ongoing basis, I offer a 5-month individual coaching program, which is a mentor program where I mentor people over that period of time to get their writing done. And a lot of people use that mentor program literally to get their manuscripts written, or it could be to get started or to get the proposal done. It doesn't matter. It can be any of those topics. But that's, again, the mentor program, which is a 5-month individual coaching program. And information on my website for that comes under coaching and consultancy, and then you'll see the link to mentor program.
Cool. And the web address, Julia?
The web address, of course, is juliamccutcheon.com. And McCutcheon is spelt, for anyone who doesn't know, it's actually McCutcheon. So juliamccutcheon.com is the web address.
Excellent. And I can definitely recommend that anyone who's doing like anything that's really important to them, particularly when it comes to creating a work of art or a work of creativity such as writing a book, like to have an experienced mentor or coach to help them through that process is really worth the investment.
Mm.
Now, Julia, we've literally come to the end of our call, and just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you very much for sharing your wisdom this evening. As we mentioned through the call, like, you have a very unique perspective and just the ability to help people on the publishing side, to the writing side, to also the coaching and mentoring side is really a unique toolkit. And yeah, like, I certainly feel very privileged to have been able to soak up the incredible information that you've shared this evening, and I have no doubt that people on the call or people who are listening to this recording will also share those sentiments. So I just wanted to thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, Damien. I'm very passionate about my subject, and it's always a real pleasure to share information. So thank you very much for inviting me. It's been a real pleasure to share the information with you.
Excellent. Now, Julia, in closing, I was just wondering if you had any final words of advice for would-be writers or people who are sitting by their keyboard looking for that bit of inspiration to get started.
My advice would be just do it. Actually, life is too short not to realise the truth of who you are and not to take action on your dreams. And don't get to, a later stage in your life and look back over your shoulder and regret and ask yourself the question, what if, what if? Don't get to that point. So that's my closing piece of advice, is to live without any regrets. If you feel the inspiration to write, then go for it. Find the information, find the support that you need, and just do it, because you never know what's around the next corner in life, as I discovered, and I'm sure many people know that too. You never know what's around the next corner, so don't put it off indefinitely. There's no perfect moment to start. So just get on with it, get started, and enjoy it.
Great. Thanks very much, Julia. Thank you once again to everyone who submitted their questions through the site. A tremendous array of questions that came in, and it's really great for me to sit down with whoever I'm interviewing and just to work through the questions and really pull together an action-packed and content-rich teleseminar offering. So thank you very much for everyone who has participated. Thanks again, Julia. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you, Damien.
And we look forward to having you all on a People You Should Meet teleseminar very soon. Take care.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.